You are Locked On Wolverines, your daily podcast on the Michigan Wolverines, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
Happy Wednesday. As we promised, we have a big guest on today on the Locked On Wolverines podcast, which is part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I should note, I'm the man on the ground, your man on the ground, Isaiah Hole, publisher of Wolverines Wire. But today we bring in DraftKings head of sportsbook, Johnny Avello, to walk us through a little bit of the betting situation when it comes to the Capital One Orange Bowl college football playoff semifinal between Michigan and the Georgia Bulldogs. Johnny, so excited to have you, man. Very excited to kind of get into the nitty gritty when it comes to sports betting, especially since I don't know anything about it. I know what the line is, right? But that's about it for me, or over under. So anyway, let's get into it, Johnny. Thanks for coming on, man.
You're welcome, Isaiah. Yeah, I'll help you any way I can. I've been in the business for the sportsbook business for over 35 years. I like to teach too. So anything I can help you or the listeners with, I'm here to help. So let's get on with it.
All right. Excellent. So to get right into it, looking at, we know what the line it's been changing a little bit. So as far as I've seen, it's been in Georgia's favor this entire time. What is it? Where does it stand now? And why has it been fluctuating so much?
Well, the line opened up 7. So let me tell you how we do these opening numbers. The way we do it is we look at both teams, and both teams are assigned a power rating. Now, power ratings are developed on your offensive, defensive production, and some algorithms are certainly in the mix, and there's some intangibles also involved. And then we look at home field advantage, which there really isn't any here for either team, with this game being down in the Orange Bowl in Miami. And so then we put up our number, and then the bettors bet, and they can push it one way or another. Usually during bowl season, it'll get pushed early when we first put it up, and then it'll kind of stay stagnant until we get closer to the game. In this particular game, we opened up Georgia, the 7-point favorite, which is a full touchdown. And for the listeners out there who don't understand that, the point spread is to equalize the two teams. So what you can do is you can take the underdog Michigan Wolverines with plus the 7 points. And if they lose by less than 7, you win. If they lose by exactly 7, you would get your money back. Now, this game is actually moved to 7.5 now. And it went as high as 8 at one point, but now settled back at 7.5. So Georgia's the 7.5-point favorite, and the bettors can bet the Wolverines with plus the 7.5, which means they can lose on anything, including 7. And I know Wolverines listeners don't want to hear that. They don't want to hear you can lose by up to 7. They want to hear about winning the game straight up, which is possible the way this team's going right now. I mean, they're playing very well the entire year, and it seems like they've hit their best stride as of late.
Now, with that in mind, how much did Georgia's loss against Alabama, how much did that affect their stock when it comes to setting that line?
Georgia would have probably been somewhere around 10 in this game, 10 or 10.5 even. So it affected this line, 3 points. And what we saw is that a Georgia defense that was just, impossible to move the ball on. Alabama moved it quite easily. Bryce Young had a great game. He had a great game throwing the ball. He had a great game running the football also. So they couldn't stop him, and he exposed them a little bit. And so we adjusted those power ratings I just spoke about. And, Georgia's now the 7.5-point favorite instead of a 10.5-point favorite.
Now, like you mentioned, obviously they're the favorite. They're the ones that have that advantage, at least in the eyes of the sports book. But what do you see from Michigan? Obviously, Michigan did make it to the college football playoff, ended up beating Ohio State, and I know Ohio State was certainly favored. Michigan was favored against Iowa, and really, I don't remember what the line was offhand, but I know that it was Michigan really eviscerated whatever it was set at that point. So how do you see Michigan going into this matchup? Like, what are your thoughts?
You know, I see this team as, you know, their core offensive game is running the football. I mean, they got a couple of guys that have run for over a couple thousand yards, you know, 30 touchdowns or so. You know, they want to run the football. You know, and Georgia's game is to shut you down. Now, like I said, Georgia was a little bit exposed. So, you know, I don't know what that means for this game after, you know, being absolutely crushed by Alabama. One thing about bowl games, I'll tell you, Isaiah, is that 2 weeks have passed for both of these teams, 2+ weeks. And so in 2+ weeks, a lot could happen. Any momentum that you had, do you still have it? And any, you know, things that went wrong, you have time to forget about it. So who knows what the mindset is of players? No one can look into people's minds, but, you know, I'm sure both teams are coming in as prepared as they can. One thing on the Georgia side, and I think you've read about this, is JT Daniels tested positive. Now, I'm not sure he was going to be the starter anyway. He could have been. The coach could have elected to go with him. But, you know, Stenson Bennett has been the guy they've been using as of late. So it's always nice to have that second quarterback in there in case the first gets hurt, or you want to try, you know, some dual quarterback, you know, snaps during the course of the game. They may not have that luxury. Now, I don't know if Daniels is going to be ready by game time. He tested positive yesterday. That'll be 10 days. Maybe he'll be okay by game time.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that because it was JT Daniels and it was revealed today, George Pickens, the wide receiver, also, and we'll talk about this later on the show as well, but he also tested positive. Don't know exactly how much he was going to be involved as of yet. He is their star receiver, but tore his ACL in the spring and then has only had 3 catches so far in the 2 games that he's appeared. So it'll be interesting to see how much maybe that permeates throughout the program, or if that, you know, how much they were going to be involved in the game time. I know looking at the Georgia boards yesterday, they had a thought that George Pickens was going to feature heavily in the offense, and now it probably a good chance that he isn't featured at all. So walk me through some of the other things that you guys do when it comes to setting things for this game, whether it be the over under, or the money line is something I've never been able to get a grasp on personally. I don't really understand it. So first walk me through that and then tell me how you set the over under on this game.
Sure. We'll talk about the money line. And so the money line on this game is Georgia -300, which is $3. On the Michigan side, it's +240. Now here's the way it works. Let's take the point spread out of this totally. And this is about the team to win the game straight up. So if you want to bet Georgia to win the game straight up, which means just win this game by a point, minimum of a point, you have to put up $3 to win $1. So you put up $3, you win $1, you get a total of $4 back. If you want the Michigan side on the money line, for every dollar you put up, you'll win $2.40, which means you'll get a return of $3.40. So if you bet $100 on Michigan, you'll get a return of $3.40. But they have to win the game straight up. Can't be by, you know, can't lose by a point, can't lose by two, can't almost get there. You have to get there. So that's the way you bet the money lines.
All right. And what's the over-under set on this game? And how did you come to set that for between these two teams?
The money line in this game, I mean, the total on this game was 43.5 was our initial opener. And we are now at 45. So, you know, we know how the Georgia team has played all year long, keeping their opponents, you know, down to about 9 points a game or so. But, you know, we took that into consideration when we put this line up, but the bettors said, they're telling us, we think there's going to be more points scored than 43.5. So they bet over 43.5. They bet over 44.5. And now we're sitting at 45. So I don't know where it's going to go from this point on, but that's where we've been in the first 2 weeks of wagering.
And how, kind of getting back to the actual game rather than the betting, what we talked a bit about the offense, about especially Georgia's offense and how that's all affected and what have you. But what have you seen in your eyes from the Michigan defense, and how much does that, has that affected, like, say, the over under, just given Georgia's obviously also got a very good offense, but how much of a factor you think Michigan's defense could play in this one?
I think it, you know, is the Michigan defense going to be the difference in the game? You know, probably not. I think the difference in the game is going to be the Michigan offense. Because if this game is going to be a really low scoring game, that's the way it's going to end up panning out. You know, Georgia's probably got some horses that can wear you out and beat you in a low scoring game, or beat you, you know, if Michigan's not going to score, they're going to score 10 points. You know, Georgia's probably going to put up 28 on the board of 30. So I think it's about, now, of course, defense is a very important part of football, but in this particular spot, I think that the Michigan offense needs to show Georgia that you were exposed and we're going to expose you even more.
All right. Last one from me. Maybe you have this, maybe you don't. Do you have any prop bets that you offer on this game, and what are some of the intriguing ones if there are?
Yeah, we're gonna, you know, we have some things up, and we're gonna have a lot more up. First of all, in a game like this, you can bet alternative spreads. So if you don't like the spread that we put up, we give you the option to bet more of those type of spread, lower spread. So you can take Michigan and take 10.5 points or 12.5 points. So we have alternative lines ranging, 12 points either way on the game. We have first halves that you can bet. We have so you can bet who's going to win in the first half in itself. And then we got game props where total points for each team, how many points would each team score during the course of the game. And then we have like things like the winning margin. How much is what teams win by? We have odds even. Will the score be odd or will it be even? So those are the type of things we do. Now, sometimes we throw up some proposition bets on players. Some jurisdictions don't allow player props. Some do. So, we will have some of that also.
Definitely think that you should strongly consider, if you haven't already, an Aiden Hutchinson over-under sack prop. Because to me, like, I did my bold predictions yesterday for the game, and I would set that at, personally, I'd set that at 1.5. I think certainly he can get, he had 3 against Ohio State. We'll see how the Georgia offensive line holds up in that similar situation. Both teams certainly have first-round NFL draft picks on the edge, so it'll be interesting to see how that goes. Anyway, Johnny Avello, thank you very much for joining and helping a novice like me. I have the DraftKings Sportsbook app on my phone. I'm very strongly inclined to do something I have never done and start betting on games that I'm covering. Probably not a good professional thing to do, but maybe I will. I feel inclined after this conversation. So I really appreciate you coming on and explaining it all.
You're welcome. It's a good thing to do for entertainment purposes. You make a bet once in a while and you feel good about it. And, we've been doing it in Nevada for, 50, 60 years. So glad we could bring it to Michigan, and I hope everybody has a winning day.
Awesome. Well, thank you again. We'll talk to you soon, especially if Michigan does advance and go to the national championship game. Would love to have you on again to talk about what that matchup would be.
Love to do it. Thanks a lot.
All right. Thank you very much. That's Johnny Avello, from DraftKings Sportsbook. I don't know why I'm fumbling over things as I always do. But anyway, now we're going to make things real awkward here because got to pay some bills here. And some of them include some other betting situations. First off, got to tell you a little something about Prize Picks. Listen, I've been telling you about Prize Picks, and if you haven't signed up, what are you waiting for? In addition to college football action, Prize Picks makes college basketball more exciting. Prize Picks is a leader in college sports daily fantasy. Prize Picks offers more college football and basketball props than anyone in the world. Offers all the star players of the Power Five, as well as mid-major players you might not have ever even heard of. Prize Picks offers any prop you can think of. In basketball, you can play points, rebounds, assists, threes made, and more. You might want to go to the NBA and just constantly bet threes made by Duncan Robinson. Clayton Safey did that when we were at the game. I think he used DraftKings. I know I'm not probably not supposed to. I don't know. Anyway, I got to stop talking. I know this whole thing is supposed to be me talking. I've got to stop talking. Anyway, if you make your deposit, use the promo code LOCKEDON, receive a 100% instant deposit match of up to $100. Pick 2 to 5 players and over-under on the projections. You can win 10 times an entry. And any entry is just you versus the projected numbers. PrizePix allows mixed sport entries. You can take the over on Embiid combined with the under on Aaron Rodgers in the same entry. Use the award-winning app on both the Apple App Store and Google Play. Entries can be made in 60 seconds or less. It's that easy. PrizePix is also safe and offers fast withdrawal, so don't hesitate. Check out PrizePix.com. Use the promo code LOCKEDON. Or go to the App Store, download the app today. Prize Picks is daily fantasy made easy. Now, this is it. The putt to win the tournament. If you sink it, the championship is yours. But on your backswing, your hat falls over your eyes. Is this how you're running your business? Poor visibility because you're still relying on spreadsheets and outdated finance software. To see the full picture, you need to upgrade to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system to power your growth with visibility and control of your financials, inventory, HR, planning, budgeting, and more. NetSuite is everything you need to grow all in one place. With NetSuite, you can automate your processes and close your books in no time while staying well ahead of your competition. 93% of surveyed businesses increased their visibility and control after upgrading to NetSuite. Over 28,000 businesses already use NetSuite. For the new year, NetSuite has a new financing program for those ready to upgrade at netsuite.com/locked. That's netsuite.com/locked. Go there, get the special one-of-a-kind financing offer on the number one financial system for growing businesses, netsuite.com/locked. All right, let's continue on. Doesn't sound like Johnny is a lot of faith in Michigan. I do want to digress on one point here because he doesn't think that the Michigan defense necessarily will play a part. Well, I do think that the Michigan offense versus the defense, the Georgia defense, is the bigger battle, right? Because Michigan's got to be able to move the ball. Michigan's got to be able to score points if they want to stand a chance here, which I think that they will be able to some degree. Maybe not as good as Alabama, but I certainly think that Michigan offense is no slouch. We've covered a lot of how the that back and forth and the sense of Michigan's offense has moved the ball on everyone, really, except for Rutgers for a half. And nonetheless, I mean, it moved the ball on Iowa. It moved the ball on Ohio State. I know their defense isn't quite as good. It moved the ball on Michigan State. Obviously, they have a bad pass defense, but an overall good scoring defense. They moved the ball on Penn State. They moved the ball on Wisconsin. I think that's the big one, obviously, the fact that they were able to get what they wanted from against Wisconsin. So Michigan certainly has been tested in that front. But I think there's a little bit of an underrating of the Michigan's defense, and maybe that plays a part in the line, right? Because Michigan's defense is solid, if not spectacular so far. And if I think that when you look at the Georgia offense, it's good. Let's take a look real quick just to kind of put things in perspective here. So Michigan, by the way, 17th ranked offense in the country. Georgia's not much different, 26th in the country. So, I mean, they can move the ball, right? Michigan has certainly more rushing yards with 29-10. Georgia's got 25-36. They pass the ball more, 32-23. Michigan at 29-65. So there's only really a difference between about 10 yards, 9 yards per game as far as what they average. But in talking about the Michigan defense, Michigan's defense stalled. They didn't completely slow, but stalled the number one offense in the country in Ohio State. It's not like they faced a ton outside of that. Like Western Michigan's 13th, that's, you know, it's Western Michigan. It's probably, regardless, it could be number one. It probably isn't going to be able to contend with a really good team like that. Michigan stalled and actually completely stopped Nebraska in the first half, but then let them score 29 points in the second. But that's the 24th ranked offense. Maryland did next to nothing. They're 34th. This isn't just moving the ball here. Maryland only averages about 5 yards less per game than Georgia. So there's that. Michigan State's 42nd. They average about 20 yards less than Georgia. They're 42nd in the country. So, and again, they scored 37. So these aren't necessarily good numbers, but and some of the teams that Michigan has done a really good job of were the ones near the end of the year. But certainly you look at Ohio State and the fact that Michigan kept them to 76 yards rushing. Certainly they wanted to throw the ball, but they also wanted to run. Travion Henderson could not get going. So that is part of the battle. Let's go to Pro Football Focus, because I think that's also an important thing. Again, number one offense is Ohio State. They have the highest rated offense in the country. Michigan's ranked 21st. Georgia's ranked 5th. So, I mean, it's still a very good offense that the defense will be facing. Michigan State's 25th. I believe that's the next one here that's ranked. Minnesota's is 6th, which seems kind of crazy to me. I'm sure they're really low in passing because they're not a very good passing. Yeah, they're pretty low there. Wisconsin's 28th. Obviously, they got pressure upon pressure upon pressure in that game. And I think that's it for the top 50 as far as teams that Michigan has faced, according to Pro Football Focus rankings. Nonetheless, Western Michigan's 24th. So, nonetheless, Michigan's defense, I think, can completely put the game on its head, right? So, because if Michigan can't score, like he's talking about Georgia putting up like 20-something, 30 points, you know, he's talking about it being like a 28-10 type game. If Georgia can't score, then that gives that much more of a chance, right? So, again, I personally think Michigan's going to win the game. I haven't made my prediction yet. But we'll see how that ends up going. All right. That's all I got for that part. Let's talk about the big news of the morning today, and that is two Georgia players out. We obviously kind of touched on it with Johnny Avello there for a moment. But before we get to that, I do have to tell you a little something about betonline.ag. They have you covered all holiday season with more props, odds, and lines than ever before. As college football continues its march through the College Bowl season and Pro Football Playoffs, BetOnline remains your number one spot for all the sports action this season. Head over to the website, use the mobile device, sign up today, receive your 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit using the promo code LOCKEDON. From basketball, football, NHL, boxing, and UFC, right to your favorite Vegas casino games, don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for the 2021 season. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all of your favorite sports, so don't wait to take advantage of all the new amazing offers available. BetOnline, where the game starts. Also, I got to tell you a little something about Built Bar. Y'all know much I love Built Bar. I got to tell you, this eggnog bar that I just got, I mean, the caramel macchiato one is pretty good, but when I had that one in I ordered a small box of that and a full box of the eggnog. I was like, this caramel macchiato one's good. And then I had the eggnog one. I was just like, this is incredible. This is holidays in my mouth. It's incredible. If you don't know what Built Bar is, it's a protein bar that tastes like a candy bar. It's high protein, low calorie, low carb. It's everything you want. I can have two and be a glutton. And it's still better than getting a Metrics Big 100, which used to be my go-to. It's a really great meal replacement. And guess what? They use real dark chocolate. It's incredible. They have so many amazing flavors. Go to built.com, use the promo code LOCKED15. That's built.com, promo code LOCKED15 to get 15% off of your next order of Built Bar, just like I constantly do with the dozens of boxes that I have bought of my own volition. All right, so it's kind of crazy to me, the corollary between what we heard from Andrew Stuber on Tuesday. The fact that Michigan, they're having their team-wide booster, that they're back in kind of the same kind of procedures that they were in 2020. Guys not sitting and eating together. They're just getting something to go and and keeping some space and all of that. I mean, obviously they're playing on the field together, so you can make whatever out of that, whatever you will. But nonetheless, it seems like they're doing everything to make sure that they're staying safe. And then you've got Georgia with JT Daniels testing positive. He is vaccinated. George Pickens, they don't know his vaccination status, but he reportedly tested positive. Really flies in the face of my one bold prediction that I made on Wolverine's Wire, that George Pickens was going to be a big factor for Georgia. He only has 3 catches in 2 games and tore his ACL in the spring and just came back and whatever. But I mean, he's their star receiver. He was a guy that certainly could have been the best that Michigan would have faced. I'm kind of curious now, just to see if I, let me see if I can get a quick something here as far as receiving grade for him last year, because I feel like would be pretty high up there. So naturally the number one receiver in the country, according to Pro Football Focus, and signed me out annoyingly, is actually it didn't. It's just not showing me what I need to see for whatever reason, is Devontae Smith. It sorted him, but it's not giving me actual grades and stuff. I don't know why. Let me see if I can hone this a little bit. Doesn't look like I can. I know Pickens would be somewhat up there. I guess he's not on the list here, but in the top 50. I would have expected him to be much higher. I mean, Mechie and some of those other guys are higher than him. Wap Filior, looking at the grand scheme of it all. But Pickens was 122nd in the country. So that's last year, of course. You consider that Olave's 83rd, Garrett Wilson's 88th. That tells you kind of what kind of company he's in. He's not too far away from them. I couldn't tell you his grade, unfortunately, because apparently it's locked me out of being able to see these grades for some reason, even though I'm signed in. I don't know if I don't know if I can see if he got a grade yet for this year. It doesn't look like he's in the top 200 from his limited playing here. So anyway, that's that. Still, I mean, that's a big loss for them. Still, I mean, even though he wasn't really a factor all year, it is certainly an issue when you consider that he's a big body guy. He was their best receiver before his injury. Like I said, I was on the Georgia boards looking up, and yesterday they're all like, oh, Pickens going to be, he might not be 100%, but he's going to play a giant role in this game. He's going to be a big part of it. He's going to, you know, really help us out and really help put us over the top. And then you miss JT Daniels. There's been all of the talk about the fact that he, you know, very well could supplant, that he very well could have supplanted Stetson Bennett. I know that's what Georgia fans kind of have wanted. I know he's dealt with some injury issues, but 10 days is the number, right? So very well he could still play, but he'd go off of literally zero practice, come in cold. I don't know if that's what you want in a college football playoff, unless you really think that he's a guy that can just really go above and beyond. So that's a hit for Georgia. Hopefully Michigan continues to stay healthy and avoid any COVID protocol type situations. Again, I think this is where things are helped with Michigan as far as depth. Michigan's offensive depth is very akin to Georgia's defensive depth in the sense that it's hard to really prepare for one guy. Georgia, at least on the defensive side, you can point to 2 guys, N'Kobe Dean and Jordan Davis. I mean, you can throw in some Lewis Cine or however you say his name, all that stuff. But nonetheless, all right, that is going to do it for us today. We will continue with the mailbag on Thursday. Get your questions in once I put the call out on Twitter, which I'll be doing probably about the time the podcast posts. Going to be going earlier than normal because I have a family engagement at 6 p.m. in Detroit. So expect it to be a mid-afternoon drop. Anyway, thank you for watching and or listening. We'll talk to you soon. Peace.